Her name is Haley Wilder. That's exactly correct. Thank you, Haley. You did such a great job. We appreciate it. I am just dizzy with all these family connections. How are you related to Brother Jason? Okay, that's an easy tie-in. All right, that is a great, great thing. Take your Bible tonight, please, and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I was kind of teasing this morning. One dear friend of mine here in the church tonight said, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell when you're serious and when you're teasing. Most of the time in the pulpit, I'm very serious, as you've already deduced. I will be a little fun-loving in the pulpit if I'm going to make a point related to the Scripture. So this friend of mine is going to figure me all out, and he's going to call me at 2 in the morning and tell me what he has determined. And if you are confused about me in any way, please call Mr. Gainey. He just lives right up here on Gainey Road. He said he could walk to church, but he's not about going to start. So don't look for him on the roadside. He'll be in his car coming to church. They are very, very nice people. I like them a lot. They're at the top of my like list. The Gaineys are. Thank you for this morning. It was a little delirious for me for a couple reasons. Some I won't share. Nothing bad. You all are just delightful people, and you treat everybody so well. It's a great, great thing. Church ought to be fun. It ought to be a place we look forward to going. It needs to be a place of love. It needs to be a place of acceptance. You know, I'm looking around. Every one of you look exactly alike. Not that I was teasing Mr. Gainey. That is, you don't look exactly alike. In other words, you look different. You feel differently. You act differently. So we have a lot of diversity in the church, which is a good thing. And we're grateful to be able to come and know that when we come to church, we are loved and accepted. And you know, not everybody feels great when they come to church. This is my philosophy. I'm going to give you some of my philosophies. They're all based upon the Bible. This one on Romans chapter 8, verse 1 that says, do not judge lest you be judged. So I really don't judge anyone. And the reason I don't is very simple. I don't know everything that's going on in somebody's life. So who am I to make a judgment on somebody who might physically be feeling quite ill? They may have lost a loved one recently. They may have had a financial setback, and on it goes. So we've just got to be careful. We've got to be loving and accepting all the time. Chronicles. You know, I was teasing a little bit this morning when I said, I got a real barn burner tonight. Well, I see that scared away a few people. They didn't come back. They said, we don't want any of his barn burning around here. So it's not a barn burner. I was teasing. I'll have to use a different descriptor from now on that may be attractive to the people. Chronicles. We looked at the Psalms this morning. We're in Chronicles tonight. But it's appropriate that we look at Chronicles based upon our message this morning, and again, the first Sunday of a new year, because this passage speaks about prayer. Now, what it does, quite frankly, it tells us how we ought to pray. Not word for word, but in principle, how we ought to pray. And it gets pretty specific and personal as you apply it for your life. Jabez, the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles, we don't know a whole lot about him. Now, the first 9 chapters of Chronicles are the official family tree of the Hebrew tribes, beginning with Adam, going up all the way through thousands of years through Israel's return from captivity. Now, in this chapter 4, there's over 400 names, 500 names listed in this chapter. Boring, boring. That's why when you read through the Bible, you get to Numbers and Chronicles and a couple of those places. You say, oh Lord, I'm reading through the Bible. I've made a New Year's commitment. Can I skip a few chapters? No. Boring, boring. Right in the middle of all that, there is Jabez. They're listing names. They're listing Wesley. They're listing Ridge. They're listing, we can just fill in the names. And it doesn't say anything about those people. It just gives the genealogy. You know everything that I'm saying, but repetition's a good teacher. Now we get to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and all of a sudden, well, look with me. Look at verse 9. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. And Jabez, wait a minute, we're going to get a little bit about him, was more honorable than his brethren, or his, actually, than his siblings. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Tonight, we're looking at these two short chapters in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. God may just use it to pique your interest and speak to your heart about how you ought to pray about some specific thing. I don't know everything about all of y'all, nor would I ever, if I was here for a long period of time. But you know what's going on in your own life, and God knows more about yourself than you know about you. He knows everything about everything about everything. That's why we can trust him. That's why we can turn to him. That's why we can live for him. That's why we can serve him. That's why we can worship him and praise him. Oh, I could go on and on. Now let's look at the name. Let's think about this name, Jabez, for a second. You know, in this day, when people were given a name, it usually said something about them. Their family, their character, their vocation, whatever it might be. This is an interesting name. You don't want it, gang. It literally means pain, vexation, and distress. Now, thinking this through, we might believe that Jabez's mother had a very difficult delivery. We have two children. Our first, we had a different, she doesn't like me saying this, like you got a mouse in your pocket. We had a difficult delivery. I believe my wife was probably 18 months in labor, 18 hours in labor in the hospital. And then we had an emergency cesarean in the middle of the night. That was back in the old days, and it was in a Catholic hospital, Catholic. And we love our Catholic brethren. And in those days, I don't know about today, I can't speak, but they did not let the men into the delivery room. Now you know it's cool and preppy and whatever for the dad to be right in there. I don't know, if I was a dad today, I think I'd still stay out in the hallway. Now that's just me. But so our child was born, and there was, in that circumstance, some pain and vexation and distress. Jabez's mother had a traumatic delivery. Maybe the baby, some scholars said the baby was born breech. Perhaps there was emotional pain. Maybe the father had abandoned them during the pregnancy. I don't know. That's all conjecture. Regardless of what you think, I was not alive back then, and I do not know experientially. But Jabez grew up with a name that any young boy would love to hate. Pain. Vexation. Distress. Hey, Jabez, how you doing? I mean, you know, it's just unconscionable what that would mean. But now I want to give you a quick good word. Verse 9 speaks of his reputation. He was more honorable than his brethren. He was distinguished. He was favorable. He was famous. Now, we viewed his birth as undesirable, but he rose in significance over his siblings. Can I run a parallel? You may not agree with it. If I preach something you don't agree with, be sure and speak to me about it. I'm teasing. Speak to my wife about it. What if this were Jesus' family? Do you ever think about things like this, or am I just a weirdo? Jesus was and is perfect. How many of you here have or did have siblings, brothers or sisters? Okay, that's about 100%. And 100% of the time, you just loved your brothers and your sisters. They were so much fun, and the household was so wonderful, and etc. Probably not. Now, what if one of your siblings, let's say your oldest brother, was the Son of God and was perfect? I had some pretty cool siblings, but neither one of them were perfect. I've often thought of that. You know, James, who became a great leader in the early church and wrote the book that's named after him, his entire life did not believe in Jesus. Let me put it this way. Through Jesus' earthly ministry, he did not believe in him. Don't know. That was his oldest sibling who was perfect. Might be kind of hard to live in a household with a perfect sibling. Okay, I digress, but that's going to give you something to think about. You're going to go home and get a cup of coffee later and sit at the table and think about that for just a couple minutes. That might be good. Now, thirdly, what about his faith? The Bible says he called on God, so his faith was making a difference in his life. Now, in closing, let's look at the prayer, the specific prayer that Jabez prayed. I would suggest to you that you pray this prayer. That you begin praying this prayer. It's a great prayer to pray, and you will apply it specifically to your life and your circumstances and situation. It will be very helpful. God will honor your prayer, and God will bless you. Let's look at this prayer a little more closely. You know, and look at it in that under the surface of each one of these requests lies a giant paradigm breaker. Kind of runs the opposite of what you would think or guess. Hang in there and you'll see what I mean. Okay, we're going to pray the prayer of Jabez for ourselves. You focused on that? Number one, look with me in verse 10. And the first petition of Jabez, are y'all looking there? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. It's interesting, in the original language in which this is written, it says this: please bless me a lot, a lot, a lot. Bless me bunches. Bless me beyond my own imagination or comprehension. God, please bless me. Very, very interesting. Now, if I were up here and I did this, achoo, you would respond, bless you. Thank you. That would be very kind and considerate. But that's not what this means. That has just a smidgen of the value and significance of what Jabez's prayer brings to us. You know, shoot, bless you. It's kind of like, bless you. Have a nice day. That's kind of what that is. This means a lot more. It goes to the depth of us saying, when Jabez prays, bless me a lot, he's saying that desperately, desperately. Bless me, bless me, bless me a bunch. I'm desperate to receive your blessing. I'm asking for supernatural power in my life. Now you're beginning to see why I would stand up here in the pulpit of your church and say, this is a prayer for you to pray. Because we're going to come to a deeper understanding, not that you don't already have that, but a renewed understanding of what it means and what it can mean for you. So we're crying out the wonderful, unlimited goodness that only God has the power to know about or give to us. Now, you notice that Jabez leaves it up to God to decide what the blessings would be. What kind of blessing do you need? Let's just talk for a minute. This is rhetorical. What kind of blessings do you need? Well, I need some blessings in my health. You know who knows that? God knows that. He knows it as well or better than you do. So God, please bless me indeed. You're crying out. You're desperate. Trusting in God's good intentions toward us. Look with me at number two. We're walking right through these. Bless me indeed. Bless me a lot. Now, let me find that verse 10 again in the middle. And enlarge my coast. Another translation says, enlarge my border. Well, the first is really a God-sanctioned vision. Bless me a lot. This is a God-sanctioned ambition. Some have misinterpreted this in years past. But it's speaking here of saying to God, everything you put under my care, O Lord, take in and enlarge it. Let's think about that out loud for a moment. What does that mean? It means that Jabez wanted to make a mark or a difference for God. When he says, enlarge my border, enlarge my territory, he's saying, give me, now follow this, he's saying, give me more ministry. Oh, please, Brother Rich, I got more I can pray over as it is. This is Jabez's prayer. He's asking God to make significant his occasions for ministry and influence. Give me more ministry. Give me more ministry. Well, how does that ferret out on Lower Hawthorne Road? Lord, enlarge our borders. Enlarge our coasts. Give us more ministry. That means more opportunity to minister. That means more opportunity to care for people. That means more opportunity to reach people. That means more opportunity to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ. That means more opportunity to see people not only being saved, but being baptized. You understand the picture. It's a great prayer for you to pray for Pine Hill Baptist Church. Enlarge my border. Third, stick with me. He says that your hand might be with me. You know, here's a God-sanctioned cooperation. This is the personal part I was talking about earlier. It speaks of allowing God, follow this, to become great through you. Ever thought of it that way? The greatness of God displayed through your attitude and your actions. God, that your hand would be with me. Now, he's already prayed that the boundaries, follow this, will be moved out. They're going to be moved out. You're going to have more and more ministry. You're going to have more opportunities to serve the great and powerful God. And with that, you've got to have some help. Help, Lord. I need your help. You know, there are some days we can kind of do it on our own. You ever thought that way? Have you ever acted that way? No, not you all. But sometimes we do. I can take care of this on my own. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Jabez is not saying that. Your hand might be with me. I have a tremendous need for supernatural power. You know, this is what we would pray for Pine Hill Baptist. This is what we would pray for every member of Pine Hill Baptist, that there would be things take place in the life of our church and in your life that could only be described this way. Mrs. Sessions knows what I'm going to say. It can only be described as God did it. Have you ever had anything in your life defined that way? God did that. My wife didn't. My children didn't. I didn't on my own. God did it. Your life should be more like that. My life should be more like that. Jabez was very, very clear. Your hand would be with me. Let me close. Number four, what does it say? And that thine hand, excuse me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. This is a God-sanctioned protection. It's protecting us from Satan. Because when you get serious about the Lord, the attack from Satan could very well increase. You know, some people think, I'm going to become a Christian. When I become a Christian, everything is going to be hunky-dory great. Sometimes that's about when the bottom drops out. I've had people come to me and say, Pastor's not supposed to be this way. Maybe there's a lack of investment on their part. I won't make a judgment there. Keep me from evil. So don't pray for strength to simply endure temptation. Ask God to keep you away from it. All right. How about this? Lord, blessing. Bless me lots. More territory. Expand my coast. That's your ministry. That's you saying, I want to make a difference for God. I want to make a difference for God. And that God would give you more power, that your hand, his hand would be with you. And there would be safekeeping from evil. You know what? The scripture says that Jabez was more honorable. There's a lot to be said there. Jabez was more honorable. I believe God favors those who ask him. All right, the challenge that I present to you tonight is to pray the prayer of Jabez. You say, well, it seems foreign. It seems a little distant. It doesn't click for me. Well, you begin to pray it and see what God says to you in response. Let's see what God says to our church. The prayer of Jabez. Verse 10 also says, the last line, don't you dare miss it. And God granted him that which he requested or he asked. God has answered and honored him in that prayer. May he do that for you and for me. Let's bow our heads for prayer. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, would you just ask God to help you? I have found in my own life in recent months that I just cry out to God and say, help me, help me, help me. And I realize, as old and wise as I am, that I don't have to come up with some fancy prayer full of real super spiritual words. Because when I ask God to help me, he knows where I need help. And he's going to meet me at my point of need. You know what? He's going to do the same thing for you. May you cry out to God for help. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to stand and sing. So I'm going to ask Jason's daughter to come back up and lead us. And that, will that work? She's our minister of music. I think you're pointing at your Uncle Wesley. But she's going to come up here, and after the prayer, she's going to lead us. Because we want somebody sweet and pretty up here tonight. Oh, we don't. We've got a pianist right here. She knows how to play the piano. She's good. Is that all right, Brother Wesley, if I overstepped? He what?
He didn't hear me.
Okay. He didn't look at me. I thought, uh-oh. I'm going to have to go to Pinochle Baptist Church next Sunday. We're ready. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we indeed come to you and we cry out, help. Help us. Help us to pray the prayer of Jabez, which is in the scripture for a reason. It's in the scripture for us tonight, here. And we would ask you to bless us. Bless us lots. We acknowledge your good intentions toward us. And we pray that you would enlarge our border and our coast, that we want to make a mark for God. So increase our abilities, increase our ministry, not for us to be more public or seen or powerful, but just to be on target with you, ministering to people. And God, we pray for your hand to be with us. Supernatural power, we need it today. And that you would protect us from the evil one, even Satan himself, who wants to destroy us. So Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would meet the needs and the desires of our heart tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.